points off the other player now.
Okay, go for it.
Alright, if you go to a plan, press X, you can mine from the turn side.
Oh, yeah. I've just got two, so I just go over the middle and I get 20 points.
Two resources there in my thing there.
Oh, and you've just fired something at me.
I'm firing at them to try and.
Let me hit you a second.
Yeah.
Right, if I hit him.
He's put one of his resources in my.
No, if he tries to fire, he can't fire because the next one in his slot is mine.
It's not one of my ones to fire.
Right.
He can go and give it off.
I can drop them off first in the middle. Then I can go get some more.
Right, so there's two players here, and you've got to drop stuff in the middle,
right? You have to mine from the planets.
At the moment on this one, you only get points for your own colour, whereas this one, hopefully, if I've just done it right, you will. If you drop off the enemy's colour, they will get points.
Right, okay.
So basically, if the other person's getting full, you can kind of. You could use your last one to kind of block them off, which will stop them. Doing anything to you, but at the same time mean that you'll get a point.
Right, okay, so what's kind of overall aim, what the player's trying to do or achieve to win?
Basically, he needs to whack up the most points.
One player, the red ship, is trying to, the whole idea is it's a gas giant of the sun, is either going to, the good guys on the right, the little ship I'm playing as, is trying to restore it, bring back to being the sun again. The evil guys in the sort of longer ship are trying to make it go supernova.
And blow up, right, okay.
Yeah. So it's sort of fighting over resources.
So putting resources into the sun makes it go either way depending on which ship you are. Right.
It's supposed to be when time runs out, whoever has the most resources in has the resulting thing.
Yep.
We do have, I have got two little flash videos, sort of as like a little what happens like thing. Cool, but we haven't had a chance to implement them yet.
Right. Okay.
The whole
is it kind of like, have you got the win condition in? If someone puts enough in, does it say player one has won?
What are we trying to add a time limit to it?
Yeah, we're going
to
add time. Probably by the end of the 40 minutes, we'll have a win condition. Yeah.
Cool. So for now, you're going to put a time thing in. When time gets to zero, whoever else score wins. So there is kind of an end to it. All right, okay. Is that the rest? Is there anything else, or is that?
Do you want to see if this one actually works properly now?
If you want. Yeah.
Okay.
As I just.
So while you're flicking over, what have you learned from.
What have you learned from this experience?
I'd probably say mostly like working like a good standard and like working as a good standard and as a group.
Yeah.
Like under pressure and you know, time constraint.
Yep.
So it's sort of helped sort of.
Okay, it's tired. You're tired. You've been up for 26 hours.
Stages of sort of think it through and thinking, is this right? Is it not right? And just sort of going, this, I have to make sure this is right, otherwise, I hold the team up.
What have you learned from this?
Apart from the fact that I actually like C++ more than I thought I did.
Right.
There's a slight bug in there.
You see that?
You don't get the right number of points yet.
Wasn't the right number?
No worries.
Yeah, so well, that's cool.
He just shot
me. Time for fixes.
He just
also learned that actually in 27 hours you can actually get a lot more done than I expected. If you actually get some planning done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
What about you? What have you learned from this?
I've learned how to work well in a small team together with both my designer and the other two programmers and to produce, I think, quite a good game over the time that we've been given.
Okay. Well, you don't get away. What
have you learned from this?
I've learned an entire new programming language.
Okay. So you're one of the programmers?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Cool.
Very good.
Awesome. Right, cheers, guys. We'll leave you to...